Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 30 of the Bob Bloom Show, high-level hostility and low-level breakthrough. Today is Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary PHP Passion podcast devoted to PHP serverless published on the first of the month. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom from Toronto, and I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Alia. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP serverless project. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at bobbloomshow.com episode 30. You can listen to this podcast on my website via RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. The reason I am looking again at Go is because I am again trying to understand the FrankenPHP application server. And just like what happened when I previously attempted to understand it, I jumped to the Caddy server. And just like what happens every time I look at the Caddy server, I end up directly at the Go programming language. For me personally, I achieved a stunning and unexpected personal breakthrough in understanding what I call the low-level shit. Stuff like system calls, machine language, assembly language, random access memory maps, random access RAM registers, operating system privileges, where the hardware meets the software. Yes, that's where this journey has taken me. This my personal journey into PHP serverless has taken me into machine language, RAM registers, operating system privileges. I don't want to be here. I don't want to concern myself about this low-level shit. And when I say I don't want to be here, I mean a visceral distaste for it. My personal journey into PHP serverless has taken me into looking at machine language. Obviously, you know, that's something I'm resenting. Yet, here I am. Somehow, there is significant tangible serverless value here in this low-level shit. This is my third attempt at trying to understand FrankenPHP. My previous attempts led me straight to Go, so I have done already a Hello World in Go, and I've toured the docs, I've watched videos, I listened to podcasts. My goal is to understand Go in the context of FrankenPHP and is explicitly not to learn how to program in Go. This third attempt at understanding FrankenPHP, it went to shit from the get-go, pun intended. At the end of my last attempt, I hit a brick wall, I stopped progressing, and I gave up. It was very frustrating. And this attempt just started where I left off. So actually, when I did this third time, I gave up. And then I thought, you know, the PHP Foundation now officially supports FrankenPHP. And that made me think twice about giving up. Because if this thing is important to the PHP Foundation, maybe I should understand it. But I don't know how. I was having a lot of trouble wading through the endless terminology and lexicon. I figured that this was at least in part because of me. Because I lack the technical background for the low-level stuff. I, of course, don't have the attitude to support learning it. But I discovered this was not completely a me problem, was not my ignorance or my sucky attitude. And there's some problems with terminology and lexicon that's being out there. Now, my second distinct problem with learning was my learning process. It just, my learning process stopped working. I did Google searches and then pieced together answers as best I could. It was like solving a puzzle, but I wasn't solving a darn thing. So my motivation to persevere kept me in it, but the actual breakthrough happened because of ChatGPT. just being able to ask questions, get answers, ask follow-up questions, get more answers is amazing. And I went down a lot of rabbit holes. I took a ton of notes and I endlessly edited and rewrote drafts. As a personal breakthrough, this experience is literally life-changing, but for my podcast, it's a bit of a disaster because my podcasting production went to shit. Chronicling my personal journey into PHP serverless totally broke down. I was learning in real time. You know, the material's technical. It's all about the low-level stuff and was absorbing a lot, but it took time. The more I learned how much I did not know and how much I kind of had to know, I was writing drafts as I went along in real time, and a lot of those drafts were wrong. In the meantime, time was a ticking. I decided to devote my October-November episodes to this enterprise, and if I needed more episodes, to publish them during October. And to help, I ended up pausing my PHP serverless news, which I really didn't want to be doing, but I thought that would be the right thing to do. You know, I did what I expressly have sought not to do and hold things up. But I held up on that. I held up on the sponsorship thing and chipping away at my cooking runtimes. You know, I talk about this over the hump thing that I succumbed to in previous episodes. This time it did start differently and it was working, and then it got bogged down and the cycle repeated and everything ended up getting held up. And that produced a lot of stress, which made it a very bad feedback cycle. Now, my podcasting production schedule is paramount, so this is what I'm doing. I'm going to publish 3 Bob Bloom Show episodes to chronicle what I've done, this amazing personal breakthrough in learning, to convey what I think are the essential features of Go for understanding FrankenPHP. I'm going to do it in 3 episodes. This one's about talking about getting stuck and progressing. The second episode in the mid-month is about Go languages, Go routines. And my third episode, published on November 1st, will be about Go modules, the NetHttp package, which is a first-party Go package, and about Go's compilation. I'm discarding a shit ton of material that I have to keep these episodes crisp, to just focus on the issues that matter. I've actually recorded these episodes a couple of times and rewrote them because I ended up with a mishmash that I didn't quite realize in my drafts. I had to go through another round. I'm also going to get going with the PHP serverless news. I just recorded that as well. So I'm on track. I'm on track now. The 4 of my 5 podcast shows are going to be produced. This commentary podcast, the news podcast, my serverless profiles podcast, which I'm thinking twice a month, and my monthly end of the month project update podcast. I am still putting on deck my interviews podcast, and I actually don't feel too bad about that. I'm also eager to chip away at my cooking runtimes project, and I'm very eager to onboard my merry band of umbrella sponsors. I have been chronicling my journey into PHP serverless in this podcast, which I'm shifting to my PHP Serverless Profiles podcast. After these 3 episodes, excuse me, my journey brought me to FrankenPHP. FrankenPHP sure looks like it's named after Frankenstein, and their logo reinforces this idea. Frankenstein is a book written by Mary Shelley, published in the early 19th century. This book is about a scientific genius who brings to life a terrifying monster that torments its creator. The name of this genius is Victor Frankenstein, who stitches together body parts taken from cadavers and graveyards to form a single body. And I'm sure that the stitches in the FrankenPHP logo refer to these stitches. He brings the stitching of body parts to life through a mysterious scientific process that is never fully explained. I think of the Apache, the Nginx servers as unified software, but taking a hint from the title of this software and from the book, maybe I should think of FrankenPHP as something completely different, something that stitches together pieces of other things that may or may not be related to each other. My impression, whether it's right or wrong, my impression of FrankenPHP is that it's solving many problems. Problems that don't occur at the same time. Put another way, it is fulfilling a wide variety of server scenarios, and that it's up to the user to piece together the FrankenPHP parts that are needed. In other words, we're Victor Frankenstein, and it's up to us to stitch together what we need to fulfill our specific server scenarios. In practical terms, this means, at least the way I read it, that it is important to understand the individual pieces. The basis of these pieces is the Go programming language, and the most important aspect of Go turns out to be the low-level shit, the very thing that I have spent over 2 decades avoiding. Why do I say that the starting point of understanding FrankenPHP is Go's low-level stuff? Well, there's this statement on the homepage. Build standalone, self-executable, and dependencies-free binaries for your PHP web applications and command line tools. Spoiler alert, this refers to Go's compilation. And not to leave this out, right at the very top, of the homepage, is the proclamation written with Go. In the worker mode section of their homepage, FrankenPHP relies on Go's iconic feature, Go Routines. Go Routines is a feature of Go. So what is low level? It's the closer you are to the hardware, the more low level you are. The lowest level you can get is where the hardware meets the software. The physical CPU meets software with machine language. Machine language. We're talking about machine language. The physical random access memory meets software with writing directly to RAM registers. Yes, this is where we are with PHP serverless. I could tell you in no uncertain terms, I am livid about being here. I expressly took a path away from this stuff over 2 decades ago. Isn't serverless supposed to be about abstraction? You get further and further away from the low-level stuff. But because serverless, as I said in my May episode, is a bullshit marketing term denoting neither a technology nor a technological process, serverless is a placeholder term for 2 dominant features, server abstraction and scale. So things become inverted. Instead of having a defined technology or process and then seeing what fits that definition, anything that delivers the features of server abstraction and or server scale could be called serverless. So if you can squeeze efficiencies out of your existing software so that you can scale with everything else being the same, then those efficiencies can be deemed serverless. And that is why we are messing around with machine language right here and right now. It turns out that, well, my distinct lack of knowledge in this area, along with my crappy attitude, is a big reason for hitting a brick wall. But it's also the 2 other barriers. The first is the terminology in the lexicon. By terminology, I mean individual words. By lexicon, I mean overall language. I'm not understanding the words, and I'm not understanding sort of that language that they're using to describe it. I need to get behind and beyond the terminology and lexicon. My number one problem was hitting a wall with how I was undertaking self-learning, reading articles, watching videos, listening to podcasts, and most of all, doing searches. I would ask questions, put them into keywords, piece together answers from various sources. It just wasn't working. And I'm going to skip this stuff that I wrote. So I tried ChatGPT. To my shock and delight, ChatGPT has been exceptional. No doubt, I achieved my breakthrough because of ChatGPT. Asking questions in plain English and getting back answers. Posing follow-up questions, getting more answers. And then, from those answers, asking more questions. I was learning. The 1973 movie The Paper Chase is about a first-year student at Harvard Law School. At his first contracts law lecture, his professor, famously named Professor Kingsfield, and famously played by John Houseman, says, "The study of law is something new and unfamiliar to most of you, unlike any schooling you've ever been through before. We use the Socratic method here. I call on you, ask you a question, and you answer it. Why don't I just give a lecture? Because through my questions, you learn to teach yourselves. Questioning, answering, questioning, answering. There is always another question to follow your answer." I was teaching myself by asking questions, by asking another question to follow ChatGPT's answer. Furthermore, when ChatGPT is vague, I can request precision. When its replies are lengthy, I can request brevity. When its replies are replete with terminology, I request plain English. When I make crazy association, it will confirm or deny. When I ask the same thing over and over again in different ways, from different angles, it replies consistently, with additional explanations. When I ask question after question, it replies with answer after answer. In the Terminator 2 movie, Sarah Connor watches her son with the Terminator, and she says, sort of by way of voiceover, "Watching John with the machine, it was suddenly so clear. The Terminator would never stop. He would never leave him. He would never hurt him. Never shout at him, or get drunk and hit him, or say it was too busy to spend time with him. It would always be there. Of all the would-be fathers who came and went over the years, this thing, this machine, was the only one who measured up. In an insane world, it was the sanest choice." ChatGPT never stops answering my questions. It never refuses a question. It entertains questions regardless of the time. It never gets irritated with me. It never protects its ego by making me feel like shit for asking a question. It adjusts its answers to suit my learning process. Of all the things who came and went over the years, this thing, this machine, is the only one who measured up. In an insane world, it was the sanest choice. I had broken through. I was learning tons, but my podcasts were suffering. I caught up on a lot of technical things. The learning took time. It all took time. Got the education I needed. I got into the history of Unix, the history of Bell Labs, the history of C, learned about Ken Thompson, Dennis Ritchie. Learned about Ken Thompson joining Rob Pike at Google, went deep into the history of Go, got deep into the technical things. I got into a lot of things that report to my learning, but are relevant to the podcast. So there. I cut out a lot of things. At this point, I have discerned 4 distinct aspects of Go that are essential to understanding the FrankenPHP application server. Go routines, the first party net HTTP package, Go modules, Go's compilation. In my next episode, I will talk about Go routines. The following episode after that, I talk about the other 3 Go features. Thank you for listening to this 30th episode of my Bob Bloom Show. High level hostility, low level breakthrough. My next episode about girl routines is scheduled for October 15th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.